Back for part two. When a person cries out to God, or for help, or seeks an answer, where does that prayer go to? Okay, this is the most commonly thought thing by people into metaphysics. It goes up to the higher self. Does it go anywhere else? Yeah? Okay. Goes up to different levels. Let's suppose the higher self is occupied, he's not paying that much attention. Where does it go then? Okay, well, one place it can go is to the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind is like a great computer. And it can calculate a lot of things. One thing people do is as you're going to sleep, you can give yourself suggestions or meditate on a problem as you're going to sleep, and your subconscious mind will take this problem and calculate answers for you. And when you wake up, you'll sometimes wake up with an answer. And that's not always from your higher self. Sometimes it'll just be your subconscious programming doing the calculating for you and presenting you with an answer. So that's one area of receiving an answer. Another area is your higher self. What are other possibilities?
Yeah, but answers from other people that are also looked up to the higher selves.
Okay, and that happens. And how does this happen anyway, do you suppose? Okay, you're seeking an answer to something, and you're not completely in tune with your higher self, and your subconscious isn't really giving you a lot of good information from the dream state. Could it go somewhere else? What'd say?
Like dead loved ones or just people that might be around you that...
Right. It could go to a loved one, for example. Has anyone ever got impressions of dead loved ones in your dreams or maybe in the waking state? Mm-hmm. Right. And they still have links with us. So we can pick up from them also. Okay, who else? What?
Brotherhood of Mind.
Right, maybe a higher life, or maybe even a master, can pick up your thoughts. If energy follows thoughts, and if you're on your thoughts are high enough to tune into the wavelength of some type of more evolved life than yourself, he could actually pick it up and think, you know, this guy is on to something. I think I'll maybe help him out, give him some impressions. And so this higher life may decide that, you're somebody he can work with. So he might send some impressions. He may actually pick up your prayer, help you out in the direction you want to go, provided your intent was good. Yeah.
Synchronicities, things that happen that just help you out in some way. Yeah. Somebody shows up at the right time, or somebody calls you, or something happens.
Yeah. That's kind of the result of, you could say, the life of God itself, and the fact that the whole life of God is like a giant intelligence that just coordinates everything to make everything happen to progress as it should. As long as we're cooperating. We always have the power to throw a monkey wrench in things. We may be headed toward healing or something and then do something stupid, change our diet in the wrong way or do something we're not supposed to do and maybe interfere with it. But overall, there's a lot of synchronicity that happens. When I look at some of the things that happen in my life, I think, you know, that had to have been designed somehow, but it's hard to imagine how the intelligence, no matter how great it is, designed that I met this person at exactly this time and this happened. What do the rest of you think? Have you had things happen in your life that you felt it was designed, but then you look back, you think, how could this have been planned to happen this way? The mind of God has to be a total genius to figure out how to make it all work. And so it's amazing how things do work, that like exactly how I met my wife Artie. I've been married 3 times, and I believe that I was supposed to meet and marry all 3. And how that was engineered is just amazing when I look back upon it, because I know through the communion with my soul that I was supposed to meet all 3 of them. And it's interesting how the pieces just fell together to make that happen. Maybe all of us are just supposed to be here today at this time and place, and maybe our souls engineered this before we were even born. You know, if they did, it's amazing to think of the intelligence behind it. So anyway, there's all kinds of intelligences that are available to help us. It's not always our soul. Our soul will help us if it sees us helping ourselves and doing everything that we can, but it doesn't want to enable us. This is one thing that all the higher lives, including our soul, do not want to do, because we learn through struggle and experience and trial and error and defeat. Just like if you want to be a good football player, you have to go through a lot of pain and suffering and trial and failure before you become really good at any sport or any great effort that you're participating in. And it's really hard to accomplish. And our souls and the higher lives realize this about us, so they don't want to enable us. This is why we get very frustrated, and it seems like help we receive is almost at random sometimes. Every once in a while, we get help that we know it's help, and we appreciate it. And then a little bit later on, it seems like we really need it. This is the powers that be came through last time, so they're definitely going to come through this time, and then they don't come through. And we think, oh, got to handle this completely on my own, darn. And it's frustrating, and it makes a lot of people lose faith sometimes. But we must remember the words of Paul. He talked about persevering whether it's in season or out of season. I like that word. In season and out of season, we must continue. So if it's in season, that means you're in a situation where you may be getting supernatural help. Your soul may be paying attention to you, and what you're doing may be important enough that it's giving you some messages, telling you, giving you a little guidance, paving the way for you, making life a little easier. And then there's other times it's out of season. And when you're out of season, it seems like there may not even be a God up there, because you think, boy, you think if the powers that be, you think they would want me to succeed at this time, but it seems like they're completely ignoring you. How about the rest of you? Is anybody here just get all the help he needs at any time he wants it? Raise your hand. Yet, on the other hand, are there people here that when you really needed help, it came? Raise your hand. Okay, same error. Sometimes when you really need it, it comes. Other times when you feel you really need it, you feel like you're on your own. And I know I've felt this many times, and it's contemplating it. When you're on your own, you're on your own because that's an opportunity in life for you to learn. You learn through struggle. After all, how did these higher lives get the power to come down and help you? How did your soul or angel get the power to be able to assist you and others? How did it get that power? It got the power through going through the same things that you're going through. And if you don't get the opportunity to struggle, to persevere, to be left on your own, then you will not grow. Even Jesus, at the moment when he felt he needed the Father the most, he says, "My God, why have you forsaken me?"